This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I'm sure many on the left will trumpet this Colorado Supreme Court decision and say, look, you know, they're saving democracy. They're saving us all from Donald Trump. And, you know, they'll be just singing the praises of this court decision and saying how wonderful it is. You're finally safe and you're safe. You're marked safe from Donald Trump. Right. Well, but actually, though, they're trumpeting this whole thing only because they know that they can't really convince you to not vote for Donald Trump. Now, many won't vote for Trump. We understand that. Some people have just made up their minds. I get it. But overall, conceptually here, the far left just really believes that, you know, they've admitted defeat. They've admitted defeat. They've thrown up their hands and they're simply saying, we can't bear this anymore. We just got to get Trump off the ballot. Because they can't afford to have him on the ballot. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we're racing into hour number four right here on the show. And of course, welcome to everyone listening on AM 860, everyone on AM 930. And again, thanks to Uncle Rick. Thank you for your direct message this morning and thank you for your kind words. It is so much appreciated. It is so encouraging and absolutely well received. We appreciate it so much. And folks, also welcome to everybody listening along GCN, the GCN network. GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates. And anybody listening online this morning, don't forget you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message right from there, just like Uncle Rick did. And then also, you'll find our live streams. We have links right there for TheAnswerTampa.com, also for GCN Live as well. And that is how you can follow the program, especially if you're maybe in an area where the program's not being heard over the air. You can take us with you wherever you want to go. And we sure encourage you to do that. And a lot of people have, because we heard from Canada again this morning. They had a special request for the song for the Trucker Traveler Report in hour number two. And we were able to accommodate them there. So welcome to everybody listening in Canada as well. So it's a great, what I'm getting at, it's a great morning. We're here. We're glad you're there. 949-822-7959. Okay. The Colorado decision, the Supreme Court of Colorado decision, is something we've been talking about all morning here on the program, of course. This is no small thing at all. This, of course, is designed to get Trump off the primary ballot, and it all has to be sort of solidified by January. So the Colorado Supreme Court voted 4-3 in order to find that President Trump engaged in insurrection as defined in the 14th Amendment, Section 3. And so they've evidently just summarily decided this. And they're saying, well, therefore, he may not be listed on the ballot. And he may not be. And if you get any write-in votes, well, you can't count those votes now. In other words, taking away choice, my friends, from the voters. The choice is taken away. The choice is made for you. And that is really the crux of the matter here, isn't it? Now, arguably, if you had a candidate or you had an individual who had never been a candidate, but somehow begins to rise in ascendancy in American politics, but yet they have been convicted of rebellion or insurrection or any of these kinds of things, well, then this particular part of the Constitution would certainly apply. If it was found, if it was adjudicated to be so. But right now, of course, it is a matter of opinion. And if they're basing a lot of this on Trump's utterances, well, then whatever he said on January 6th, even according to Jonathan Turley, right, George Washington University legal professor, legal scholar, constitutional expert, says, well, that's all protected speech. So now you have judges in Colorado saying, well, there's protected speech going on, but we're not going to worry about that so much because we want to get this end result. Now, this particular decision, you know, has so many, such far-reaching political ramifications, it's really hard to get a radar fix on it. I mean, this is how far out this really goes. And it's really not a great decision based on law. From my perspective and from these different experts we've been researching throughout the day. So what's going to happen? Well, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. It will be fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. Even the judges in Colorado, I think, sort of baked this in. They put a sort of a stay on their own ruling until such time as it would have to be solidified for the primary balloting, sort of an anticipation that there would be a fast-track appeal on this. But my thought on this is that there's going to be, again, a fast-track appeal. The Supreme Court will knock this down. They will send it with one blow back to Colorado. And then that's when the real outrage is going to start up. And I hate to say it, I'm not trying to be sensationalistic, but I think that's when the real outrage is going to start up. And you're going to start seeing you know, a lot of calls of, well, look, you know, look what's happened at this. The Supreme Court has now made an illegitimate ruling. I mean, they've been called illegitimate for a lot less, you know, in that sense, because it's going to serve the political agenda as a continuing to divide the country, to make it into such a point of contention that you can't even have an election for real, where it's not going to be this major, major catastrophe. I kind of think that's what the left really does want. I hate to say it. I hope I'm wrong. But gosh, golly, gee whiz, doesn't it look like that's what they're doing? Okay, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. 949-822-7959.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I have a theory, and that theory may not be based on scientific evidence or cold hard numbers, but my theory is that when Jose Feliciano sings this song, you can't be sad. You can't be unhappy. It just cannot. Those two things can't exist at the same time, right? the song and sadness and happiness, all this stuff. You know, if you're having a bad day, this song will actually cure that, I think. And again, that's my theory. I'm going to stand by my theory, only because it just, I don't know, every time that song comes on, it just makes me smile. I know it's been played to death over the many, many years that it's been around, but it is pretty cool. It's just a cool song. And the great Jose Feliciano, of course. And folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we have so much more to tell you about as we move through the program this morning. Regarding this Colorado Supreme Court decision, yes, it'll go right to the Supreme Court, presumably. Presumably, it will be knocked down on a matter of law. And then that's when the real fireworks will begin. Because earlier in hour number one, you know, we talked a little bit about there was this interview on MSNBC where they were talking, well, you know, we've got Hamas right now. We don't want some lone wolf attack. Somebody who's mad about this decision. Well, you know, I got to tell you, I pretty much conservatives, as far as I can tell, if they're bad court decisions or decisions that they don't agree with, they say, golly, we better appeal this, you know. And so I don't really know that there's a major catastrophe in the offing as this makes its way through the legal system. But I would point these people who are talking about this kind of stuff back to the terrible riots where they're actually setting fire to American cities. Remember the decision by the Supreme Court, again, based on law, to send the abortion issue back to the states, which was a matter of constitutional law. Remember all the stuff that ensued from there and all of the intimidation and all that stuff that happened. Well, it wasn't pretty, was it? And so I don't know what they're talking about, but maybe they need to look back and even in recent history. All right. Let's hear what Jonathan Turley had to say here real briefly about this decision. Again, in the aftermath, soon after that decision to come down, he has a very good way of approaching this. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley.
Well, it puts this on a rocket docket for the Supreme Court. They've got to get involved. They've got to get involved, first of all, because there's not much time to make a final decision. And they also have got to get involved because this is dead wrong. I think they're wrong on the law. I just published a piece in Georgetown on this theory. And I think that it is fundamentally flawed, both in terms of the language of the Constitution and the history. What's striking, Kaylee, about this opinion is that there was a series of barriers, a couple of which you just discussed, in applying this provision to bar Trump. They had to adopt the most sweeping interpretation on every single issue in order to get where they wanted to go. The only part of the opinion that is not sweeping and broad is when they get to the First Amendment and free speech. Then they adopt a narrow interpretation. They suggest that Trump doesn't have free speech protections. But in order to establish that he committed or was engaged in insurrection, they go back to speeches in 2016. And they basically daisy chain these speeches to say, look, he's been at this for a long time. I think that the factual and legal basis of this opinion is really so porous that the Supreme Court will make fast work of it.
So there's, again, Jonathan Turley, and, you know, he's no slouch when it comes to constitutional law interpretation and his own theory about what the Supreme Court is going to do. If it's based on the merits, I think they will send it back with one blow back to the state of Colorado. All right, let's hit the telephone lines. We got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James in Clearwater. You're on the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Basically, what all this is about is establishing precedents. All it takes is one state to have something of this nature, obviously not this particular case, but presented in such a way that it will stick and then it's over. He doesn't have the numbers to hit the 245 or whatever it is for the
electoral map to swing.
That's the electoral vote, and it's just a chipping away, and they're continue to throw everything up there until it no longer sticks. And I'm still waiting for the prosecutor there in D.C. that's pulling all this stuff to begin with to actually charge him with insurrection. I think that's going to be their ace in the hole so that they can go forward with this and other things.
Yeah, I think you're right. And but at least as it stands right now, I mean, if they get that kind of conviction, and can you imagine what will ensue from that whole thing? I mean, all of this eventually winds up in the Supreme Court, and it takes time. And we've got an election going on. Yeah.
Exactly. All this stuff, same thing with the investigations into Biden and his son. By the time they get all the evidence and everything else, it's like 2 years after elections.
You know? Exactly.
It'll be another Durham case. Like he just dragged that out so he can pocket a few extra $1 million as far as nursing at the big tip there in D.C., in my opinion. As far as wait till this comes out. We know it's the nonsense. The facts are already out there to begin with. It was a big hoax to begin with, and it's stuff that we already know, and yet they're mucking up the works just to keep things dragging along. And like you say, the ultimate goal in their part is chaos, and they're doing a real good job of it. And we're really not doing a good job of staying united and staying focused enough together that we can stop it.
Indeed. Indeed. I think you're right on track with that, James. Absolutely. Very cool. Well, James in Clearwater, I sure appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right.
Take care. James in Clearwater, everybody. All right, let's head over, and I think we got Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We're doing great this morning. What's going on?
This is what you guys was engaged in is a Democratic strategy that comes to bear every 2 to 4 years. I mean, it happens all the time. We shouldn't be surprised. What we should do is figure out a strategy how we can bust their ass right back. Now, you know, Cal, give me a couple of minutes here. America.
We don't have a couple of minutes, but you got maybe about 45 seconds or so. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, look, I wanted to tie Malcolm X to the history of the Democratic Party. What is going on now? Malcolm X mentioned this 58 years ago. If that isn't important to you, Kyle, then go ahead and squash it.
No, we're not squashing anything. We're going to run up against the clock. But how does Malcolm X factor into this?
Well, his factor is 110%. And the only way that the American people can be educated on this is for you to allow me to discuss that. Look here, I'll see you on the flip side of 5:30, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Elliot. Take care. All right, well, I'm sure he's got something pretty interesting to say and so forth, but we're going to be coming up to the break here in just a little bit. But we're glad Elliot called, and we hope to hear from him again. We're going to be talking, of course, this morning. It's Wednesday morning. We'll be talking sports with Patrick Hyland here in just a little bit in the next segment. And then right before the top of the hour, we're talking with the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. And both, of course, Patrick and Brandon can be heard right here on AM 860 The Answer. They're in Tampa, Florida. And so when we come back from the break, we'll be talking with them as well. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you do have a question or comment that you'd like to talk about. And when we come back as well, as I said, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland and Brandon Rimes. And folks, it is really getting interesting out there, isn't it? It is really getting interesting when this kind of decision comes down. And people start saying, wait a minute. In fact, we heard from Aaron in Denver this morning, one of our favorite people to call the show. And Aaron was talking about, hey, I want to choose who I want to vote for. So what does this decision do to people like Aaron? Well, they can't vote for who they want to vote for then. Does that sound democratic to you? Not to me. Stay right there, folks. Hi, I'm Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. A federal judge has ruled against the social media company X, saying it violated its contract with employees. Back in June, a lawsuit was filed after X promised millions of employees they would receive half of their bonuses in 2022. X never delivered on the promise. On Friday, the judge sided with employees and ruled the company did, in fact, violate its contract. A United States senator standing up for a privately held company to stay closed on Sunday due to the Christian belief of its founder. USA's Laura Winters reports.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham saying he will step in and go to war with New York State if lawmakers in Albany pass a bill to force some Chick-fil-A restaurants to operate 7 days a week. The iconic chicken chain has always been closed on Sundays in keeping with the religious belief of its Christian founder from Georgia, Truett Cathy.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I like this song, too, by the way. It's like you can't feel bad when a song like this is on. Just like Feliz Navidad, I think this one also sort of fits that bill. Welcome back to the program, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. And, of course, right now it's Wednesday morning. It is 5:33 in the morning. And it's time to talk to Patrick Hyland, of course. And he is the insurance quarterback. And also, of course, host of the Sports Zone right here in our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. You can hear him from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday mornings. Again, right here, Sunday, AM 860. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing fine. We're making our way through the week. It is incredible.
Amen, brother. Christmas less than a week away.
So, no.
I was listening to you earlier, Feliz Navidad. You are correct, sir. Gotta love it. And gotta have some fun, man. That's what we're all a little too serious now. I overheard you talking about President Trump, you know, how they knocked him out of Colorado and just doing everything that can. I don't get it. All you're going to do, in my opinion, is alienate the independent voters to vote for him or against what you want. It just cracks me up how politics are. You're the professor of it, so I know we're going to do sports here in a minute, but man, even a novice like me just kind of chuckles at it, my friend.
Well, no, I think you're right, because it goes across the spectrum, doesn't it? I mean, this is offensive to so many people on so many levels.
It really is, you know, we'll get into sports here in a minute. I mean, if this was happening to President Biden, I would say the same thing. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Let's start worrying about government instead of picking on people, okay? We're not in the schoolyard in the sandbox. We're trying to run a country here. Let's get to it. So, and we got a lot to work on. So, anyway, my man, you know, I can't wait for Monday night. We'll be talking Monday night, you and I. Christmas Day. I don't know if we're going to be doing a show or not. So
we'll be off Christmas Day with the encore performance. Exactly. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, folks, it's going to be one to listen to and watch. Okay, whatever you're doing, you're going to have probably the two MVPs facing off Monday night on Christmas night, and that's going to be Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy, one who was didn't think he was going to be that great in the NFL, they said, and looks like he proved them wrong. And Brock Purdy, last draft pick of his draft class, and now Mr. Irrelevant, is leading the San Francisco 49ers to the best record in the NFC. And in the AFC, you have Lamar Jackson. So 10 years ago, we had San Francisco and Baltimore in the Super Bowl, and we might have that again, Kyle. So we'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens on this game Monday night. It's going to be great. Bowl season's in full gear, so be able to watch some bowl games over this next week and the Christmas holiday. It's going to be a nice weekend of football, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that Friday and have some enjoyment on that. Hockey season's in full bore right now, so that's going to start really making people watch. And I love when they do the outdoor game for hockey, Kyle. Do you watch that on TV when they play that?
No, I don't think I have in the past, but I'm kind of now starting to get into a little bit more to hockey. My son's sort of getting into it with his school and everything. So he likes to cheer him on. So he's teaching me more and more about hockey all the time.
I love it, man. I'm gonna get you into football more. He's gonna get you into hockey and baseball more. And then, you know, we'll get you a sports aficionado, and you can tune me up on the politics of our great country, and we'll all have fun. Well, you know what's funny about that, Cal? Christmas season, I always say do a random act of kindness, and so is your next guest coming up, my buddy, the real estate quarterback, Brandon Rimes. And that is, you know, be pleasant, be happy, doesn't take any more action, especially during this time of year. Let's all get along. The point of that dissertation is, you know, you're not a big sports guy. I'm not a big political guy, but we're still friends. We can still talk. We can find some common ground to get along with and work with. And if we all did that as a country, oh man, we'd be unstoppable again. So
indeed.
Anyway, you know, it's just this the Christmas season. I had to say that, but, for all my friends here in Florida and Jacksonville Jaguar fans, it really looks like, I don't know if I kid him and call him Fabio because that's who he looks like. He's Trevor Lawrence for the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback. Great kid. Nice guy. And I don't know if he's going to get on concussion protocol or not to be able to play, but I hope he does because I want to see a good game with him in there. And a lot of changes are going to happen in the NFL, Kel, with these head coaches. I don't know what's going to happen up in Atlanta, you know, Carolina, Washington. The Chargers already let their guy go. So who's going to go there? Belichick leaving New England. A lot of speculation of what's going to happen in the NFL. Does Pierce out there in Vegas with the Raiders keep his job? I don't know. He's done a pretty good job. I think he's earned it. And I think he could be good for that organization. At least give him a year to see what he can do, unless you can get a real big name. And then in Tampa Bay, our flagship station, Cal AM 860, does Todd Bowles keep his job? I don't know. It's going to depend. Do the Bucs make the playoffs? Do they move forward in the playoffs, win a game? You know, a lot to be said. Baker Mayfield did something no one's ever done in the NFL last week, Cal. He had a perfect passer rating in Lambeau Field up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Pretty impressive in December to pull that off and on the road on a team that they're saying really isn't that good. Well, they sure looked great Sunday to where they could have competed with anybody in the NFL. So it's going to be interesting to see who peaks. So many teams, Kyle. Yeah, go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, no, you're right, because you never know. I mean, sometimes you just get huge surprises, and teams will just start to sort of click, and it almost comes out of nowhere. And I guess sometimes the reverse is true as well. It's like, how did the wheels come off on this rampage that we're doing, you know, through these NFL games?
Well, you said that perfect, Kyle, because you'll see these sixth place teams just get on fire, and now it'll be seventh place teams in the playoffs. And what happens is they just get on a roll and make it happen. And like you just said, two things. You know, the team gets that first week off, and they get a little rusty when they come back, and they get upset. So it's just funny how momentum, sports, very similar to life, man. You have to be prepared, because if you're not prepared, you're going to, you know, have some issues, and they're not good. And it's kind of funny, Kyle. We'll plan for a vacation. We'll plan for a birthday party. We'll plan for a Sunday, you know, football tailgate adventure. But we won't plan for our future when it comes to financial situations, our health insurance situations, or our legal situations. And I just can't say it enough for people to please do that. And I'll even say this, Cal, if you're not going to call me to get help, please call and get help somewhere, because I want to see everybody do well, man. I want to see everybody be safe and sound. It just makes everybody better, everybody focused, everybody on the right track. And, you know, I do the right things for the right reasons. And, you know, all you have to do is give me a call. I will direct you the right way. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm going to recommend some things for you. If you want to take advantage of it, do it. If you don't, that's great. I know I did my job. Or you might already have something in effect. And I'll look at that and tell you, you know what? You're perfect. God bless you. People can tell you. I can give you references. They'll say, you know, Patrick came to see me. He didn't sell me anything. He helped me. He looked over things and says, I'm good. There's nothing to do. And that's how you do things. And that's the best way to live your life and do the right thing. And please, I'd love to hear from you. I always joke around. And serious, too, though. Let's have a cup of coffee, talk some sports, and see how I can be of assistance. It's Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Let me give you the number again. It's 813-966-1052. Or, for the computer people out there, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. It's real easy, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Just go on that site, click me, and ask for a phone appointment, an in-home appointment, an office appointment, a Zoom appointment, whatever you want. I'm here to help. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Looking forward to talking to you this Friday morning. Kyle, have a great day. Everybody, make it a great rest of the week, and Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas. Kyle. Thanks, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And we are going to be coming right back after this short interlude. And we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback and also host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM860 as well. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I'm where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing here through this Friday. Pardon me. I said Friday. I'm getting way ahead of myself, aren't I? It's Wednesday. The Wednesday edition of the show. And welcome back, everybody. And, of course, it's Wednesday, and we're heading to the top of the hour. But before that, of course, we're going to be talking with our good friend Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback and host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear him 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
All right. How's it going this morning?
Oh, man, things are great. You know, we're closing out the year with our team setting record numbers, and we were up despite the market being down. So I can't complain, brother.
Well, good. Same here. And we're very blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, I just did a story on my show yesterday where, you know, kind of bad news for the country. Homelessness in our country has hit a record high. Since they started keeping track back in 07, there's a total of 653,000 Americans that are homeless. And you know, we talk a lot about real estate on my show and your show. And it's, you know, in a sense, the American dream. So what a sad state for our country to be in with homelessness, especially when we're sending out record numbers of dollars overseas. And our government has printed printed record dollars over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you're exactly right on track with that. And it's a scourge, right? And it's something that hopefully could be prevented. And but there's the politicians sometimes don't come up with any kind of real solutions to this.
Yeah, they're more worried about their slush funds and their kickbacks and their money to fuel Ukraine and these other other issues. But, you know, there's some positive news there, too. I'm sure you've been following the Fed's comments. So it looks like in the spring we could have some rate hikes or some rate drops. What's your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I'm hoping that they don't start to say, well, you know, it's not really coming out the way we think it is. You know, so we're not going to drop the rates, because I think you've got so many people that are waiting. Now you could even say, well, interest rates were, you know, I don't want to say artificially low for so long, but they were just low and people got real used to that. And they also have this perception, which I don't think is way off base, that, you know, they don't want to get a home loan with such a high interest rate. And that's why, as you've mentioned before, people sitting around with their very low interest rates right now, which means they have a pretty low mortgage in so many ways, they're not going to sell or move around or do stuff until it's more favorable, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I was looking at another economist here. He's talking about home builders ramping up production and supply will reach the market. So in November, single family home construction rose 18%. So it's up nearly, that makes it up 42% from 1 year ago. But it's almost a day late, too short. You know, it's like the home builders, you know, they provide incentives for realtors, you know, or in buyers. And, but home builders, it's, you know, it seems like they should have been building this with the amount of sheer numbers of, you know, lack of inventory in a lot of different markets, you know?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, there's also the, you know, the home improvement sort of market as well. And as people, you know, if they start to see the interest rates come down, they figure they can refinance. Because right now, I think they've got to go for the, like a line of credit kind of a thing. But everybody wants to be able to, you know, roll together their, you know, their expenses, maybe their credit cards and stuff like that, and try to refinance their house and improve it at the same time. And they want those specific conditions, I think.
Yeah. Yep. It's, so the affordability is another factor that, you know, we talk about. And, you know, with the rate hikes over the last, 18 months or so, the affordability has just been off the charts for people. So it's been a tough time for the home builders and for realtors, you know, in general. But, you know, there's ways to create your own markets. And that's luckily what we've been good at with, you know, my wife and I owning a team at Keller Williams Realty. And we've got some really good partners and, you know, our the ability to create business and utilize especially, you know, tools and technology. We've been, you know, especially blessed with that. So it's, you know, so if you're a salesperson out there, you know, don't let the market dictate what you're going to do business wise. You just have to, you know, knock a few extra doors, make a few extra calls and work a little smarter.
Well, sure. And, you know, I know I've asked you about this before, but certainly in times like this, when the market has been struggling for obvious reasons, sometimes you have agents that kind of leave the biz, right? I mean, they're just kind of gone. And so when it all starts to come back, there's a great opportunity for people to, you know, finally, you know, make that career change, for example, become an agent.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You see that. You definitely see those trends. People go back to, you know, a previous profession, you know, bartender or personal training, hairstylist, things like that. And then when things get perceptually better again, it's like, hey, let's jump back into that. Let's make some dollars. So yeah, you have a shrinking and of the realtor numbers. But you know, there's going to be good, better, and best in any industry. And that's where I see people make mistakes. They'll make mistakes. They also make mistakes with wholesalers. They believe this wholesaler is going to buy their property. They sign a contract with them. And then what the wholesaler does is we'll put it right back on the MLS without, legal ownership. You can't do that. You're not supposed to be able to market a property on multiple listing, but they'll do it. And I'll talk to people every week that have that scam pulled on them. So you've got to be careful about that.
Well, exactly right. And sometimes, you get these investor groups or whatever, and they purchase these properties, and then they find out later on, or maybe they just don't care, that that property might even be part of a HOA, and so they start like either renting the property out or making it like a B&B type thing, and people come in and have parties, and then the HOA gets upset, and then you got to try to deal with the corporate owner of that place, and sometimes that's not easy.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of different niches in real estate is kind of my point there, to be cautious. As our consumers listen to us for kind of a voice of reason and a voice of expertise, you got to be careful with these iBuyers, these people that will try to buy your home, and there's a lot of scams out there too. So each county has a website. If you just search like your county name, property alert, because a lot of counties will have free tools and resources to help you monitor your title, your home's title. Of course, there's paid companies that do it as well. But I know in the state of Florida, we have certain counties. If you just go in and put your name and your address and you sign up for these alerts, anytime there's a change to your title, at least you'll know about it, because that's how fraud takes place. People will record fake deeds, fake satisfactions of mortgages, and then take out home equity lines, or even worse, sell the property. So that's another good tip for folks out there.
And do you find that especially at the holiday times, when people are so distracted with everything else going on, that they would never notice something like this until it's way too late?
Right, yeah, and even on vacant land too. If you have extra land that you own, lots or land somewhere, that's an easy target, because you don't have to walk through it. There's no, people aren't doing walkthroughs and, checking out the walls and everything. It's just more of dirt, buying some dirt somewhere. So that's something else that happens. A lot of times, if it's an out-of-state owner, that's another, thing to be cautious of.
Indeed. Well, Brandon, how can folks get a hold of you and learn more about you?
Yeah, we'd love to help you. If any real estate business that you would like help with, we're in all 50 states, and we can help you through our Keller Williams team. My wife, Lindsay, and I. So it's consumerqb.com is our website for the Consumer Quarterback Show. All of our information is there at consumerqb.com. And if you wanted to reach out, 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894. And we appreciate you, Kyle.
Hey, well, we appreciate you, Brandon, and it's always great to talk with you. And definitely, people need to hear what you're talking about and how you can help them. And I'm just glad to have you here. And you have yourself a great morning, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, likewise. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Take care, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. And he's the Consumer QB. You can hear him, of course, Monday through Friday right here on AM 860 The Answer, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And, folks, we're coming up to the end of the program this morning. And it's been a great morning. It's been a great show this morning. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to the guests. Thanks to you. And, folks, we're going to see you tomorrow bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.